Well, the Super Bowl is coming up. It is a week from this Sunday. I don't know if you know this, but the Kansas City Chiefs are involved in it. Chiefs are going to be there against the Philadelphia Eagles. That should be a very good game. Looking forward to it as the Chiefs are going to try to three-peat. It is, I don't know how I feel about it. I actually kind of thought Buffalo was going to win on Sunday. I had this feeling. That feeling obviously was very clearly wrong. To talk about the Super Bowl that is upcoming, broadcaster for CBS and Westwood One, former offensive lineman, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Ross Tucker is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Ross?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Let's talk about this Super Bowl because it is an opportunity for the Chiefs to do something no team has ever done before. For me, it's very difficult to bet against them just because, you know, they always seem inevitable, if that makes sense.
No, I would agree wholeheartedly. They have an incredible ability to win these close games late. I mean, I do a betting podcast, right? It's called the Even Money Betting Podcast. And my co-host, who's like the math numbers guy, he said that it's a 1 in 125,000 odds to win 17 straight one-score games.
Oh.
And yet, that's what they've done. They've won 17 straight one-score games. Incredibly impressive. I don't even know what else to say at this point. That's probably what the thing is about the Super Bowl is, you know, that it's going to be a close game, or at least I think it'll be a close game. I don't know how you pick against the Chiefs at this point in a close game. I mean, they've won 17 in a row. It's extremely, extremely impressive what they've been able to accomplish during this run.
What about when you look at the arsenal of the Philadelphia Eagles and you look at like a Saquon Barkley and what they have to bring against the Chiefs? How do you think the Chiefs' defense, which has been outstanding this year, has been the story this year, how do they stack up to what the Eagles might bring?
Well, I think that the Eagles have the best team in the NFL. I think that they have the best roster in the NFL. And certainly Saquon, being a part of that, has taken the Eagles to the next level. I think they correctly identified that he is a special talent. You just need to give him a little bit of running. You know, if he can get that head of steam going and get that space, he's incredibly dynamic. And we've really seen that all year long. I can't remember the last time we saw a guy have this many long touchdown runs. It's like breathtaking to watch. It's been a huge difference maker, obviously, for the Eagles this year. And that's how they're win. That's how they have to win, right? I mean, like, to beat the Chiefs, I think they got to kind of run them out of the building. I really do. I think they need to find a way to dominate up front, win by two scores. We were talking earlier about how impossible it seems like it is to be able to win in a one-score game against the Chiefs. Don't let it be a one-score game. You know, see if they can run away from it, kind of like they do from the Commanders. Now, I don't know that they'll be able to do that, but that's certainly what they need to try to do.
Ross, what is it about the Chiefs? I mean, the simple answer is they have Patrick Mahomes, who's unreal, and no matter what, they're never out of it. But what is it about them that they have been able to, if they're within a score and it's late, that it just feels like, all right, they're going to find a way to come back and win? Is it as simple as they have the best quarterback on the planet?
No, it's not. I think that's a big part of it, but I think they also might have the best head coach of all time. And I think, and honestly, they might have the best D coordinator too. So I think it's a combination of all of those things. Like, I felt like they clearly outcoached the Buffalo Bills in that game. in a number of different ways. And I thought that was a major, major factor in the game. And I think that that's something that has been happening a lot. We've seen it over and over again. But I also do think, to your point, there is somewhat of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I just think you get late in these games, it's almost like the other team gets tight, or the other team thinks, you know what, we know how this goes. They seemingly always win these games. I mean, I just think it's like, I don't know if it's conscious or subconscious, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, I have that. That's a great point that you brought up. I wonder about that because we, as fans watching the game, feel that way. Like, we start to get tight thinking, oh, God, here comes Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And when you hear players talk after the fact, they'll say, no, you know, we're just playing the game and we're not too worried about all that stuff or whatever. They'll downplay it. But to hear you, a former player, say, yeah, you know, maybe it does affect us a little bit. Is it really that dramatic?
I think it is, and I'll tell you why. When I played for the Patriots, you know, I was there in 05 and 06 until I got traded to Cleveland. And the story I always tell people is that, you know, I played for five teams. I played with good quarterbacks like a Drew Bledsoe. I played with some not-so-good quarterbacks. When you have a not-so-good quarterback and you're late in a close game, you're really kind of hoping – you know, that he can get it done. When you have a good quarterback, you think he's going to get it done, right? You have confidence and you think, oh, he's going to be able to get this done. When I was with Tom Brady, I'm just telling you, like, we all knew we were going to win the game. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to win the game because we had the guy at quarterback. Now, by the way, we didn't win every game, but just consciously, subconsciously, whatever, you know that you have the guy that always gets it done in those situations. I think on some level, it enables the other guys to play better than they otherwise would. I think that confidence that everybody has in the quarterback helps everybody have confidence, more confidence in themselves to play better than maybe they otherwise would.
Ross, I hate to ask this, but I have to. Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs are getting calls in their favor?
I think it's a great question. I think I thought they did against the Texans. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like either one of those calls against Mahomes, but I think Mahomes does a terrific job of sort of drawing the foul, if you will, you know, to use a basketball term.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what they're looking for, and he'll snap his head back or he'll drop at the last second. I'm not a fan of it stylistically. To me, it's like the soccerification of the NFL, and I'm not here for that. So I think he kind of knows the rules and he plays to them. But I don't think he can really complain that much about the two calls that people were talking about from the Bills game. I mean, they both got reviewed,
yeah,
and neither one of them got overturned. You know. And I don't want them to get overturned. So it's like, it's not like it was the unnecessary roughness penalties where there is no review. These were reviewable plays, and there was not indisputable visual evidence to overturn it. And so because of that, I guess I just have a tough time getting all worked up about two plays that they were able to review.
Ross Tucker, football analyst, is with us. And before we say goodbye, Russ, tell us about myfrontpagestory.com, which is a unique Valentine's gift that's being offered right now.
Well, it's not just unique. It's by far the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever heard of. It is incredible. I mean, listen, they write a story about your loved one, your significant other. All you have to do is talk to a professional writer for, I don't know, 10 minutes while you're driving home from work, or you can fill out an email. They write this. It looks like it's on the cover of, like, the St. Louis Dispatch, framed yeah. pictures of you and her. Just to be able to say to her or your significant other, I wanted something special for you, so I had a story written about you. Like, that just sounds amazing. What is something special that has a story written about you? And then she reads the quotes like, I never thank her enough for all the little things she does for me and the kids. They cry almost every time. It's amazing. MyFrontPageStory.com. Happy tears, by the way.
Happy tears, yeah.
MyFrontPageStory.com.
As opposed to what I usually do, it's tears of sadness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great. MyFrontPageStory.com. Ross Tucker, thank you for giving us some time today, and enjoy the lead up to the Super Bowl in about a week and a half.
My pleasure. See you guys.
That is Ross Tucker, broadcaster for CBS, Westwood One, former offensive lineman. Again, he played for the Patriots, played for Buffalo for a bit, too. Host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You see him all over. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, BetQL. I mean, he guys everywhere. Odyssey, our company, works for them, too.
Quick question. In the NHL, there's a diving penalty, and you can have a hooking penalty and a diving penalty at the same time?
They should make a Mahomes penalty.
Do they have anything like that in football?
Not that I'm aware. I don't think so.
Do they have it in the NBA?
They're supposed to.
Because it's always so weird where, like, a guy will get a high-sticking penalty, but the guy that got high-sticked?
High-stuck.
He'll get a penalty for making it look worse than it was.
He should.
It's hilarious to me.
He should. All these flopping
Listen,
players.
You got cross-checked, but you were a little dramatic.
Patrick Mahomes with his, I'm about to slide and give myself up. No, I'm not. I'm running away.
Yeah.
Penalize
you
that man.
I mean, if there's unnecessary roughness,
it should be a person. It should be
unnecessary drama.
Unnecessary drama. Thank you. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. Bernie Miklas is next.